CKRZ is the only station that cares, supports, respects, and understands Six Nations and New Credit culture, tradition, and language. Support the station that supports you. Sonics 100.3 FM. Your station, your nation.
The comments heard on the following presentation are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Sonics Incorporated or CKRZ-FM. Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for making CKRZ a part of your day. We have an update for you from Six Nations Elected Council, and here is Councillor Nathan Wright.
Thanks, Al, and Scannell and Sagal to everyone, and good afternoon to the Six Nations of the Grand River Territory and all of the community members. As always, I hope you and your families are safe and remain well during this pandemic period. I really want to take a moment and acknowledge everyone within the territory, the residents, and I know we raise our frontline and healthcare workers up on a daily basis, but I just want to take the time to really emphasize and raise up our healthcare workers, frontline workers, and essential workers, but in reality, everyone on the front line as we look to find a new and adaptive ways of living. Some refer to this as the new normal. We're always thinking about the community and how we can help and support your efforts, despite the challenges, the ups and downs that we all have. So as we acknowledge you, don't forget to acknowledge yourselves and remember we are all in this together. With this in mind, I have a few updates to share. Bread and cheese. The elected council has heard the pros and cons, but understand the community does not have the context of what this is. Remember, we are working based on a new normal. All of the ads have been correct in the sense that bread and cheese is canceled as we know it to be. The parade, the vendors, the rides, the large community gatherings, long lineups, the packed arena, and the many volunteers we have cutting the bread and cheese for the community. That bread and cheese is canceled because we will not jeopardize our community. Let's be clear, no slice of bread or a hunk of cheese is worth spreading COVID-19. But in light of the new normal, we are strategizing on what we can do. We heard a lot of the sadness about the cancellation, as many, many of our people in this community really do look forward to this celebration. So we want to be able to do something positive. Given the ongoing health and safety guidelines still in effect by public health and the emergency control group, we have come up with the following. We will adhere to the health and safety measures, including physical distancing, face masks, gloves, utilization of sanitization, and there will be no large gatherings. We will be working with the environmental health officer, Peter Hill, Oswegan Public Health, and our own health services director to ensure that we are adhering to all the proper guidelines. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to be delivering bread and cheese to your home. Volunteers from the Agricultural Society and the Six Nations Farmers Association are generously donating their time, equipment to provide trucks, trailers, so we can travel throughout the community for this delivery. The trailers will allow us to be in open and give us enough space for physical distancing ourselves from one another. Cool Kids has generously donated their refrigerated vans to store the bread and cheese and travel the route alongside our wagons. Who wants melted cheese, right? We have some additional volunteers, including the Six Nations Youth Council. Each household will receive one loaf of bread that will be bagged along with one 2.5-pound block of cheese that will be individually wrapped. I want to stress that this is one per home. We cannot leave multiple loaves of bread, or we cannot leave multiple blocks of cheese at each home. In order to receive your bread and cheese, we are asking that you must have a bucket, a basket, a box, or a cooler at the end of your laneway, and you or a family member must be in close proximity to receive your bread and cheese. We will not leave bread and cheese unless we see a container in a person that the container belongs to. We are asking that each of you ensure that you have your animals and pets taken care of and secure, so that they do not eat the bread and cheese, and that the people delivering are not bitten or attacked. We ask for your cooperation on this. The route will start at 9 a.m. on May 18th, 2020, and we will try to advertise the route so that you have an idea of when we might be getting close to your home. Watch social media and listen to the radio stations as we will attempt to do live feeds as much as we can on that particular day. We would like and encourage all residents to decorate your lawns or your baskets, put up signs. We'd love to see all that you could have, and we're asking folks to also honor the frontline workers that are working daily and putting their lives at risk so that we're all safe. This is about community spirit. It's about a day to lift each other up. And as a little added bonus, both Councillors Michelle Bombray and Councillors Wendelin Johnson are donating 2,500 vegetable plants as a small token. One plant will be given to each household as well. Any remaining plants will be donated to the Community Garden Project and our substance program going forward. Please keep in mind that this may not be perfect, and we are trying our best. We understand that many of our members who live outside of the community will miss out this year, and we're asking for their understanding as well. And as an important note, please do not gather in large closed groups. Maintain physical distancing with those who are not members of your immediate family. And I just want to remind you, 6 feet apart at Six Nations is still in effect. I just want to take a moment to give a quick update on the new vehicle ID system. We set May 8th today as a deadline for everyone to exchange their paper pass for the new vehicle ID. We saw a lot of community members this past weekend and received tremendous feedback, and we thank you for that. Despite a few long lines, your patience was very much appreciated. We also heard you in terms of the hotline and those folks that called in with many issues and concerns, and I want to assure you that we continue to work with Nighthawk Security and the Haudenosaunee Confederacy Council on a lot of these concerns. Please note that we continue to man the hotline and will respond to community members as complaints come in. The hotline will remain in effect until May 30th so that you can continue to call, voice your concerns so that we can address them in a timely manner. I also want to take a moment to update folks on the health and safety code of conduct. We see that advertisements has gone in the past week in terms of news articles, and we're happy to see that people are talking about the health and safety and asking the right questions as we look to reopen. I just want to give an update that we are looking to reopen the community in a phased approach, following all of the health and safety guidelines from Oshawegan Public Health, and we'll do this properly, and we'll do this right. What I want to also stress is that we continue to work with the businesses as well as the HCCC to ensure that all of the folks that have input into this process are accounted for. We hope that you continue to provide your feedback on the phased approach and that we can continue to do this safely, and we're asking the community to be on the lookout for updates as they come forward within the next coming weeks. And lastly, on the May 30th extension. So just so the community is aware, the community checkpoints and community closures are extended until May 30th. More information, and we continue to monitor this on a daily basis. More information will come out in the weeks to come, as I said, in terms of the phased approach on how we reopen the community. I also want to take this time to update that the water delivery and the sanitization programs have been extended till May 31st, and this is inclusive of the deferral of the housing loans as well as the rent from Six Nations Housing until May 30th. We're asking folks also next week to watch out for the next edition of the Six Nations newsletter, which will include a COVID-19 financial report. It'll include an update on upcoming initiatives in the community and a more detailed information on the checkpoints, so everyone has the same understanding going forward. We're asking folks to stay tuned, stay safe, and stay home. And again, I just want to reemphasize and hold up our frontline workers who on a daily basis put their lives at risk to ensure that our community is safe. Thank you, and that's our update for today.
Thank you, and that was Councillor Nathan Wright from Six Nations Elected Council with our update for this Friday, May the 8th. On the program you've just heard were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Sonics Incorporated or CKRZFM.
Sonics 100.3 FM, your station, your nation.